USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Buffalo, New York is continuing to dig out from a weekend storm that dumped over 3 feet of snow to the region. This, as we hear now, at least 34 people have died from the storm.
26 of the individuals were recovered in the city of Buffalo. 7 were recovered in the suburbs between Cheektowaga, Depew, and Amherst, and 1 is unknown.
Erie County Executive Mark Poehler counts. He adds that the cleanup efforts are still underway, and about 65% of roads have one passable lane. A pilot for Southwest is sharing his thoughts as to why the airline is experiencing mass cancellations. Captain Tom Nicoy is the second vice president of the Southwest Airlines Association and says the airline's point-to-point system creates a domino effect for cancellations.
And that point-to-point system is something that the legacies don't do. They have the ability to cancel flights in the hub and then recover in the hubs.
The airline has created a special page on its website to help passengers rebook or cancel flights during this travel disruption. The United States says they may soon require COVID testing for all travelers from mainland China. This, as U.S. officials are concerned, China isn't being transparent when it comes to reporting COVID data. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul with a hammer is expected in court on Wednesday for another pretrial hearing. David DePapp is facing numerous charges, including attempted murder, after he allegedly broke into the couple's San Francisco home on October 28th, wanting to kidnap the speaker. The NCAA College Football Bowl season continues with Ole Miss playing Texas Tech in the Texas Bowl. That game kicks off just after 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York Republican congressional-elect George Santos has admitted to the New York Post that he lied about his education and work experience while campaigning. Santos said on Monday that previous claims to have worked for two major financial institutions and graduating from college were not true as well. He also admitted to false claims about his Jewish heritage, telling the Post that he is Catholic. On Fox News, Santos defends his actions.
I think we can all look at ourselves in the mirror and admit that once in our life we made a mistake. I'm having to admit this in national television for the whole country to see, and I have the courage to do so because I believe that in order to move past this and move forward and be an effective member of Congress, I have to face my mistakes, and I'm facing them.
Researchers are continuing to explore how the use of psychedelic drugs can be a benefit to some people.
A recent session at this year's Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego showed how psychedelic drugs can actually treat disorders including depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. Researchers said one major benefit to psychedelics for psych treatment is the longevity of the treatment itself. One dose can last months, where most existing mental health meds need a daily dose to have any positive impact. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Mega Millions fever is continuing to grow as we end 2022, with no one winning Tuesday night's grand prize. The drawing for Friday is set at an estimated $640 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra loss class.